We have discovered in previous stories that Chillicothe had a successful wrestling program for a few years in the late 30s and early 40s. The wrestlers won several state tournament medals, including one state champion. However, when America's involvement in World War II heated up, times became tough, money and resources became scarce. This included school funding. For Chillicothe, the tight times forced the end of the successful wrestling program. It would be 24 years before Chillicothe revived the program in the 1966-67 school year. Wrestlers had to learn the basics, and the first year was tough. No Hornet wrestlers advanced out of districts. Only two wrestlers won a match at districts. Wrestlers, seasons, and coaches came and went in the young program. 1970-71 was a bit of a turning point with a third-place finish in districts. Four wrestlers advanced to regionals: Bruce Murphy, Everett Ballman, Joe Corbett, and Mark Putnam. None of them, though, qualified for the state meet. Things continued to improve. In their sixth season and third head coach, the Hornet wrestlers had found a strong competitor. Heavyweight wrestler Ron Taub was having a great season. He finished third in the NCMC meet, was district championship with a 3-0 record in the tournament, including a pin in 28 seconds. In what was called regionals, he was second with a 2-1 record in that tournament, good enough to become the school's first state qualifier since wrestling was reintroduced to the school. At the state meet, Taub opened with a third period pin, lost by pin to Seneca, and lost 5-3 to Eureka. There is some confusion or reports from that day from the state tournament. The standing showed Chillicothe with no team points, but the newspaper stated the Chillicothe wrestler had finished in fifth place. The first confirmed state medalist in Chillicothe's return to wrestling came in the 79-80 season when Dan Ross beat wrestlers from Webb City and Centralia, lost to a Maysville wrestler, then beat competitors from Pleasant Hill and Brookfield in overtime to win third place that year. And the Hornet medalists have been numerous since then. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.